And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. Jeremy Ryan Gruber appeared in Huron County District Court today before Judge Ferris for charges for driving offenses. Gruber is charged with driving on a suspended license, his second offense, and a civil infraction for lacking insurance. The arraignment was originally scheduled for July 16th, but Gruber failed to appear. He told the court he was in custody in Lapeer and East Point at the time. Represented at the hearing by attorney Michelle R. Civ, Gruber entered pleas of not guilty and not responsible. Judge Ferris set a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, allowing Gruber to remain free without posting cash, though he was assessed a $30 fee for his previous failure to appear. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach has been appointed to handle the remainder of the case. There is a probable cause conference scheduled for August 20th and a plea cutoff hearing scheduled for September 10th at 9 a.m. And Brittany Lynn Woodwright appeared before Judge Ferris as well. The court addressed an amended complaint against Woodwright, which includes a misdemeanor charge of child abuse, intentionally false reporting, and a new felony count of tampering with evidence. The felony charge carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Defense attorney Michelle Civ appeared on behalf of the defendant. Plea of not guilty remains in effect for the misdemeanor charge. The court scheduled a probable cause conference for August 6, 2026 at 10 a.m., with a preliminary examination and plea cutoff hearing set for August 14, 2026 at 10 a.m. Michelle Civ has been assigned as Woodwright's court-appointed attorney for the duration of the case. Woodwright's bond remains at $3,500, 10%, with all previous conditions continuing. And the Bad Axe Police Department's reporting the results of its latest traffic enforcement effort. Police say officers spent about 5 hours conducting targeted enforcement on Wednesday, July 20th, focusing on North Van Dyke Road through the Business District, along with East and West Huron Avenue. During the initiative, officers made 36 traffic stops and issued 36 citations. Most were for hands-free driving violations, with 26 tickets issued. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding and 4 improper lane use. Among those ticketed were 2 commercial truck drivers. One was cited for speeding while the other was ticketed for violating Michigan's hands-free driving law. Police noted that commercial vehicle violations can carry steeper penalties and may affect the driver's commercial license. Chief Sean Weber says the department plans to continue conducting traffic enforcement initiatives throughout the city at various times. Police add that the efforts are driven by citizen complaints, crash history, and repeated traffic violations, emphasizing that the department does not receive revenue from traffic fines, that the goal is improving roadway safety. And we will be right back after this brief promotional message.
Summer is shining in Harbor Beach, and August is packed with reasons to visit. August 7th through the 9th, discover hidden treasures during the Blue Water Area Antique Yard Sale Trail. It's the perfect time to shop, explore, and enjoy a scenic drive along Michigan's beautiful eastern shoreline. Stop in Harbor Beach for some great boutique shopping, delicious dining, a beautiful beach, 2 piers, and a breakwall for scenic walks surrounded by water. That's just the beginning. Harbor Beach has even more exciting events happening throughout August. Music on the beach, movies on the beach, and our farmers market every Friday afternoon. Take a stroll on our Harbor View or Bacchus Nature Trails. The City of Harbor Beach, the Harbor Beach Chamber, and local businesses welcome you to discover what the Sunrise Side has to offer. Go to harborbeach.com for more event information.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.